Straganetti. He's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. What is the latest on the status of dissolving the Ingham County Road Commission Board?
So far, it's on schedule. That there's a few more hearings yet, public hearings, I should say, a second hearing, and the final vote coming up in the next couple of weeks to actually formally dissolve the Road Commission. The intent was done in December, and that's all we could do at that point was voice vote a content or intent because there was no law passed. The law has been passed, so now we're going through the proper procedures, ready for takeover approximately June 1st.
Okay, even though you're going through the proper procedures and giving the public a chance to weigh in on this, you already decided. Why are you doing this?
Well, we couldn't decide legally. So under the law, the way it was crafted, there's a procedure that you have to take. In other words, we voted on something that we could only give an intent, but we couldn't say this is what we're going to do. So the law has set up a process. And that was the hearing process. And then you can't vote for something until it's made legal. So then we have to actually take the formal vote, which is coming up soon.
I got an email yesterday from a listener who wondered what was going on with the redistricting of Ingham County, if that was completed. I know that we're going to be losing. As a matter of fact, your district is going bye-bye.
No, my district's staying. They moved me a little bit into the city north. But a couple of other districts are gone. I merged those out.
So who is, what districts are those?
Andy Shore in the city and Mark Grebner's area. And they've merged those, what they've done, into, you know, a couple other districts all at this point.
And those two are both leaving. What's your take on the redistricting?
It's odd, but you know, we could complain either way because I heard somebody complain that it was a mess 10 years ago in 2000 and it's terrible this time. It's an odd thing. It's like, you know, watching sausage being made or hot dogs being made. And I was at some of those hearings and you shake your head because the basic rule is you can't redistrict based on where the commissioners live to say, you know, protect their position. You can't redistrict at the state level to protect who those people are, to protect their position. And the fact is that's exactly what gets done. And it's done by both parties. I understand that. It's just a very, very odd thing when you see this thing massaged. When you see the actual shape of some of these districts in the city, you know, my friends that are commissioners in the city, they even shake their head. I mean, it is the most odd map. If you ever get a chance to take a look at it, it looks like somebody threw something against a wall and it just dribbled all over the place.
Yeah, but if you were a Democrat, you'd be happy, wouldn't you?
Well, not all of them are. I mean, I won't say their names because they said this privately and they kind of shake their head and laugh because it's a majority control of Democrats at the elected, the four-year elected level that actually design this. And even then, some of these seats in the Democratic areas are just the most odd districts you can ever see. It's, you know, one's going over here a mile and a half and a real skinny all the way to the right and goes north 2 miles, you know, in a little skiddy path. And they have to craft it out of, you know, a certain, you know, rules that are set up and how they have to do it. And they literally will pick precinct by precinct. But in the end, I can tell you, it is done to protect certain seats. It is done that way. It's done that way, you know, every 10 years, no matter who's in power. I think it's a very poor way that we've got to set these things up, but it is the way that it's done.
Mark Grebner is retiring as an Ingham County Board of Commissioners member. He's currently the chair. Who do you think will be the next chair?
I don't know. You know, right now we've got to. Grebner's not the current chair. Kopich is the current chair. And that started for this year because it's a one-year seat. So right now, Dale Kopich is our current chair.
Right, and Grebner was last
correct.
The chair.
And
last.
Who will be next year, we don't know.
Yeah, where are we in the budget process?
Budget, everything's just getting started. You know, the discussions are starting at this point. The bigger thing going on right now are our contract negotiations. There's 16 of those. We don't know at this point what's going on because most of that is, you know, discussion phases that they have to deal with every single one of the unions one at a time because they are separate entities in themselves. So that is probably, you know, as big of an issue as anything.
But there's going to be cuts again, probably.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know, there's not like endless money coming through. Our property values are projected to keep going down for the next 4 years in the county, probably statewide, if we're lucky. I mean, lucky, maybe things will start slowing up, but I don't see that. I still see, you know, property values are, there's some slippage going on. I don't think it's as bad as a drop as it was before. I want to touch something, though, on the road commission issue before you go off here. The road commission, you know, the commissioners themselves, the road commissioners themselves, are not resolved to this dissolution yet. They are still trying to buy an extra week, a month, a year to say, you know, we can still make this thing survive. And a few of them allegedly are trying to, you know, lobby the board or individual members to change their vote. This is a very serious issue coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, but essentially, wasn't the vote overwhelmingly in favor to dissolve it?
15-1, and we're hearing some changes are happening.
Really?
Yeah. You got to remember, there's elections in November, and there are key people above these people that get elected that control votes, they control money, and some of these people are getting very, very concerned, and they're being lobbied to change their vote to at least give this current road commission some more time. It's kind of interesting is that they've been coming to commissioner meetings in the past couple, 3 months or so, when we couldn't get anybody to even try to show up, nor could we get any of the commissioners to try to get the road commissioners to show up at any meetings. But now that they see the end game is coming, they're negotiating everything in every way that they can to try to stop this train from happening. And from what we have heard, what I've heard personally, is that they are pushing extremely hard to renege and change their vote. It was voted on as an intent at 15-1.
Interesting. If I had to bet you a cup of coffee, do you think some votes will change?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Enough to change the process?
Don't know that yet. Don't know that yet, but, you know, we don't know how wide it could be, but we do know that some votes have already changed.
So who's being lobbied and who's going to change their votes?
We don't know for sure because we're hearing it from, you know, other people that know what's going on at the road commission. We don't know, but they've said we're sure a few have already turned, and they're concerned about November elections.
Oh, come on, Vince, give me a hint who's doing this.
Yeah, we don't know officially yet. Have no idea, but it's not sounding. I think it will still pass. I have a real problem on a major issue like this, unless something major changed. But from now, you know, from December to this current date, that someone would change their vote. There's nothing major changed. They're running scared. They know their days are numbered, so they're doing everything possible to try to change this.
It's the story that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, it better end real soon.
All right. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Tony.